The final category of HIPAA security safeguards we will examine is technical safeguards. The security rule defines technical safeguards as, quote, the technology and the policy and procedures for its use that protect electronic protected health information and control access to it. As we look at the standards in this area, we will include a few examples of types of specific technologies that can be used to help mitigate security risks. It's important to note, however, that the HIPAA guidelines attempt to be technology neutral, and any security measure that could be used to mitigate a risk can be considered. Factors such as cost and feasibility to implement can and should be factored into the risk analysis and risk management implementation. Access controls provide users with privileges to access functionality and data within an information system, which could include HIT systems, file servers, desktops, etc. These controls should be configured to provide the minimum level of access necessary for the user to perform job functions. These controls should be configured following the policies and procedures set up under the Administrative Safeguards section of the rule, which we covered earlier. Access controls should include unique user identification with some mechanism, such as a username and password, that uniquely identifies users of an information system and can be used to track user activity within information systems that contain EPHI. Emergency access procedures, which detail how someone would gain access to EPHI in the event of an emergency. Automatic log-off, which terminates an electronic session after a predetermined time of inactivity. Encryption and decryption of EPHI stored in information systems.